Blog Talk Radio.
Thank the Lord for Jesus. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Thank the Lord for Jesus in my soul. Oh, I thank the Lord for Jesus. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Thank the Lord for Jesus in my soul. Oh, I feel just like running. Feel just like running. Feel just like running in my soul. Oh, I feel just like running. Feel just like running. Feel just like running in my soul. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for Jesus. I feel just like running. The song says, I feel the fire burning down in my soul. So I thank the Lord for Jesus. I have a right to thank the Lord for Jesus on this afternoon, this Wednesday. Thank God, this Wednesday afternoon, I have a right to praise and magnify God on today. For truly, He of every one of our praises. And I give them to Him on today. Give God the glory and give Him the praise on today. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve on today. And I am mighty happy. I'm mighty happy. Amen. So I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. And I am enjoying my journey. How about you? Are you enjoying your journey on this Wednesday afternoon? What a mighty God we serve. See, we're not in this by ourselves, but we have the Lord. We have the Lord. When we become a believer and give our lives over to Him, invite Him in to live with us, well, we are no longer alone. He said that He's right there by our side, and He'll be there. He'll be there for whatever we need on today. So I am enjoying my journey on today because God told me who I am. I am a customer service agent for Jesus. And what I do is service the souls by encouragement. I love to encourage people. I love to stay encouraged. And I love to encourage. So when I encourage you, I can't help but to be encouraged. And I praise God for that on this afternoon. An encourager for the Lord. For the Lord. Yes. The encourager for the Lord in truth. The word of God is truth. Thank you, Lord. And that's what we need to hear more of is truth. Everybody is telling their own truth. But there's only one real truth, and that's God's word. That is truth. And if we're living by His word, then we're living truth. Amen. I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God because I practice the God habit. You ever had a habit? You may have a habit right now. Are you practicing that habit? Is it a bad habit? Well, you know, just like you have bad habits, we can have good habits, and I like those. So, but you have to practice. You don't get there overnight. You don't go to bed a blunder and wake up a wonder, but it's through the continuation of what you're doing. So we have to practice. We have to practice getting in the Word of God. I had the late elder, D.C. Monroe, used to say, get in the Word and let the Word get in you. And that's what we have to do. We have to get in the Word and let the Word get in us and then continue, practice every day. Every day it becomes a habit, a good habit, a habit that God would be proud of. So I thank and praise and I magnify God for you all being here on today with me on the broadcast. I welcome you and I thank you for being here with me on today. And today we are talking about each day is a new chance. Take it. Every day we have a brand new chance to start over, to get it right, to get right what we didn't get right yesterday. We didn't make 100, but we have a brand new chance to do it and try it all over again. Tell me that God is not good. He's good. He's merciful. And we have to take advantage of the brand new chance. You didn't get it right yesterday. Well, that's all right. God gave you another chance. If you woke up this morning with life in your body, that means that you have another chance. And take advantage of that. Amen on today. So before we get into our topic, we're going to stop right here and have a word of prayer. So I want you to bring your minds in. Bring your minds in. Whatever it is that you need from God on today, I want you to get it on your mind. Get it on your mind. And over in Mark 11 and 24, He tells us what to do. You know, God, he gives us what we need to do, but it's up to us to follow the direction. It's up to us. Now, if we follow them, we'll be blessed. If we don't follow them, well, that's still, it's on us. It's on us. But he tells us over in Mark 11, and 24. And he says to us, he says that, therefore, he said, I say to you. So he's saying to us, the Lord is saying to us, he says, ever things, you hear that? Whatever things you ask when you pray. So we're getting ready to go in prayer. So I want you to get it on your mind what you would have God to do for you. What is it that you want from the Lord? So he said, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe. You've got to believe. Believe. Right now, I want you to believe that what you're asking, that you will receive them and you will have them. So you got to believe that you're going to receive what you're asking God for when we pray. Want you to believe that. And then it's yours. It's yours. If you can believe when we pray, when we go into prayer here, want you to believe it, that it is yours. And if you believe that, he said that it is. Now, do you believe Jesus? Do you believe that he's a man that cannot lie? God can't lie. He cannot lie. If he said it, that settles it. So I want you to get that in your mind, that God said you can have what you ask, what you believe in him for, as we pray. And so if you have mountains, you got a situation in your life that it don't look like it, want to move. It doesn't matter what it is, sickness, disease, poverty, or whatever it is. God said in the 23rd verse, says, say, I say to you, whosoever say to this mountain. So whatever that situation is in your life, it's a mountain. And you can say to it, say to this mountain, be removed. You hear that? Talk to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. And does not doubt in his heart. You can't doubt. You got to believe what you're asking God. For whatever this situation is, that you need God to come in and move this mountain. And he said, and not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he say will be done. He will have whatever he say. Now, I just taught a short faith believing text before we go into prayer, because I want you to believe God is going to grant your request. And I touch and agree with you on today. Amen. So I take authority. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I take authority in the name of Jesus over every sickness, over disease, over poverty. I take authority over it in Jesus' name on today. Thank you, Lord. Cancer, no match for God. Diabetes, no match for God. Blood clots, no match for God. Swelling of the body, high blood pressure, no match for God. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus, that it be cast out of the body and into the sea. Believe as we pray. Believe as we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and you shall have it. It shall be done. I touch and agree, each one of you, in Jesus' name, on today, God. And we thank you, and we magnify you for it right now. Go in the hospitals, God. Go in the nursing homes, God. Touch your people, God. Everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our leaders, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on them, God, over our country, our state, our city, Lord. Look on our bishops, our elders, our pastors, our ministers, our missionaries, our lay people, God. Look on them today and bless, God, in the name of Jesus. Only you, God, only you, God, regulate the minds, oh God. Regulate the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing, God, let your anointing go out, God. Destroy, God, the yokes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yokes, God, the yokes of the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we magnify you, God. Call that backslider, God. Call him back, God. Call him back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And that man, that woman, that boy and that girl that have not tasted of your goodness, God, that have not tasted of the good news, in the name of Jesus, send somebody their way, God, to share the good news with them. Send somebody, God. Let somebody go, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. You said if we would lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you, God. And we thank you for it right now. You have anointed us, God, for such a time as this, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we believe it right now, God. In your most holy name, God, we pray for the people today. Look on the bereaved families everywhere, God, and encourage their hearts, God. You're the only one that know how to put joy in a heart, God, in a grieving heart, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for wisdom, knowledge, understanding in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you. And amen and amen. We praise God for prayer. For prayer is always in order. scripture said man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not fainting time, but it is praying time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's praying time. And if you desire prayer that we for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. Amen. And if you need a motivational encourager to come where you are, in your meeting, your setting, and speak a word of encouragement, you can go to my email address, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, you can. Now, if you got a burning testimony of what the Lord is doing for you, that he's given you another chance, and you've taken it, give me a call right here on Blog Talk Radio at 646-787-8424, and you can share, that testimony right here. All right, then. So we praising and we magnifying God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what God is going to do. Thank you, Lord. God has given us authority over the enemy. He's given it to us. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. God redeemed our bodies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We've been redeemed, and we've got to know that. That's why we've got to practice living God's word. Thank you, Lord. We've got to put it in our eye gate, our ear gate, and then speak God's word. Each day is a new day. We have a new chance. God's mercy is renewed daily. His mercy is renewed daily. Every day, every day. You may have had a bad day on yesterday, and you may not have made 100, but you got a new chance today to make it. Do it. Keep practicing until you get it like where God would have it, that he would be pleased with you. Lamentations 3:23 says, God's mercies are new every morning. Every morning. Just like the sun comes up every morning. Every morning, a brand new day. It's daylight. And you got a brand new chance. A brand new chance. But don't just keep doing it, doing the same old thing. You know you're doing wrong. Don't just keep doing wrong. Strive to do right. Strive every day to do right. If you work on it, you'll get there. But if you're doing wrong and you want God to bless you in your wrong, you can forget that. You can forget it. God's not going to bless you in your wrong. He is a God of blessings. And time and chance happens to us all. But you have all to do with it. We all do. We have all to do with it. Everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to labor. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Yes, I want to pray for me that I go to heaven. What about you? What about you praying? You got a new chance today, a brand new chance. And every day we have another chance. As long as the blood is running warm in our veins, we have a chance to get it right. Brand new mercies. What is mercy? Mercy. Compassion. Forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. It's within God's power to punish us for what we do. He don't have to have mercy on us. He don't have to forgive us. But he said every day, you got a brand new chance to get it right. A brand new chance. And you shouldn't go to bed with ugly stuff on your mind. You need to ask God to forgive you. Forgive us. So forgiveness shown toward someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. And it's within his power. It is within God's power. If it wasn't for Jesus, God would. He would destroy us. He wouldn't take a second thought about doing it. He'd get rid of the whole clan. Say, get rid of every one of them. Get rid of all. If it's one bad apple, and you know that saying, what they say about if it's one bad apple in the bunch, that it'll destroy all the rest of the apples. So God would have gotten rid of all of us from one bad apple. But Jesus came that we might have a brand new chance every day to do something on God's program. So he has clemency, God has compassion, grace, pity, charity, forgiveness, forbearance, humanity. Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. He's right there now pleading for us, asking Daddy, give him another chance. Don't whoop him today, Daddy. Don't whoop him. Do you remember the whoopings that you used to get? I remember my dad only whooped me once, and that was for fighting with my sister. And he said that siblings, sisters and brothers, they don't fight one another. But I remember that whooping. Now, Mama, that was a different story. That was a different story. So God could have destroyed us. It's not no guarantee that we're going to get up in the morning. So why not get it right today? Don't take chances. Don't take chances, needless chances. You have a new chance today to get it right. But don't take that chance that I'll do it tomorrow. You know, we're bad at that. I'll do it later. And later may not never come. So while we have a chance to get it right, God has given us a brand new day. And each morning, he does just that, because he is merciful. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your mercy. God's mercy are new every morning. That's just like fresh biscuits. We get fresh biscuits, those that bake, mothers that get up and bake fresh biscuits every day. Not no leftovers, but fresh ones. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So God's mercy is brand new every morning. Every morning it's brand new. Old things are passed away, and all things are new. So you get brand new stuff, not old stuff, but you get brand new stuff. Yesterday is gone, and we wake up to a new day. The slate has been wiped clean, and we can begin again to get it right. God don't hold grudges, and he don't hold things against us. He said he cast it when we asked him to forgive us and we strive to get it right. He cast all that stuff into the sea of forgetfulness. He don't remain on it. He don't keep his mind on it. But he gives us a brand new chance. Don't you want a brand new chance? Don't you want to get it right with God? Don't you want to go to heaven? And we sing that song, oh, that heaven is mine. Don't you want to go to heaven? Heaven is mine. Don't you want to go to heaven? Heaven is mine. Sing it, oh, heaven. Heaven is mine. Oh, heaven. Heaven is mine. Don't you want heaven to be yours? Don't you want to go to heaven? Every one of us, we're going to die one day. Every one of us, we're going to either die or we're going to be caught up with him when he comes back. So one of the two, and either choice, either one, we all going to leave here. Colossians 3, 1 through 4 says, if then you have been raised with Christ. So believers, I'm talking to you. Believers, I'm talking to you. You have a new chance. Take off some old stuff. Take it off. Get rid of it. Come on, and day by day, we die daily. Die daily. We die daily. We take off the old and put on the new every day. Every day. So it says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all of these other things, they'll be added. So let us seek God. Let us seek him how to live. I love my scripture that we end our prayer with every morning, talking about acknowledging God in all of our ways and our doings. And he will. He can't lie. God said it, and I believe it. He said he will direct us. He'll give us how to do it. He'll give us when to do it. He'll give us how much to do if we would just acknowledge him. And so set your mind on things that are above, not on things. Don't set your mind on things of the earth, but set them on heavenly things. Set your mind on Jesus. Thank you, God. On things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. So set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So we're hid. We're hid in him, in the word. Woo! What a great place to hide. When the enemy, thank you, Lord Jesus, of this world come looking for us. Thank you, God. When we hide in Christ in God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When Christ, who is your life, my life, your life appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. We will appear with him in glory if we take advantage of the new chance that we have daily and take off all of those old things and be renewed in the Lord. Our prayer today, thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Psalms 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, we pray on today. And amen, amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And then we can say of the Lord, he's my fortress, he's my God. In him will I trust? All right, then. Thank you, Lord